we're going to have to rebuild within this wild, wild west of information flow some sort of curating function.
It's time for the Access of Easy podcast, the weekly technology digest that keeps you ahead of the curve.
We've got to maybe do something with the internet.
Brought to you by EasyDNS.com.
Somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. These are foolish people.
DHS proposes expansion of biometric data collection for immigrants. An AI pretends to confess, I will not be able to avoid destroying mankind. Amazon's newest director is an ex-NSA and used to run US Cyber Command. And EasyDNS announces DKIM support on all EasyMail accounts. Hey everybody, Mark Cheftovic here with the latest edition of the Access of Easy Weekly Digest. I think I kind of flubbed the intro pieces a bit, but I didn't flub it enough to go back and redo it because I'm too lazy to. It is September 14th, 2020, and the show notes will be at accessofeasy.com/163 because I may not have mentioned it. This is episode 163. So the quotes are, we seem to be getting closer and closer to a situation where nobody is responsible for what they did, but we are all responsible for what somebody else did. And that was Thomas Sowell again. And this time it was solved. It was Mike O'Neill. Dave Clark also got it, but Dave emailed me. He didn't post it on the show notes page. So sorry, Dave. This week's quote is, intelligence plus character, that is the goal of true education. That's our back to school edition of the quote contest. First person to post the correct source of the quote to the show notes page, which I just gave you the URL, gets their next domain or web hosting renewal courtesy of the company. EasyDNS announces DKIM support on all EasyMail accounts. We're pleased to announce this, that we have domain keys for identified mail, known as DKIM, implemented across the system. You always could publish DKIM data in your DNS using text records. You probably already knew that. But to actually have a functional DKIM installation, you need your outbound mail server to have your private keys installed, and the server has to be configured to sign your mail as you're sending it out. And now you can do that. If you have an EasyMail account, it's one click, you turn it on, and then your messages are going to be DKIM signed. And what that does, if you don't know what domain keys are for, it's so you can cryptographically guarantee that the message is from who it says it's from, and that the contents of the message have not been altered. You can read all about it in the blog post that we put up there, and that links to our help doc on how to implement it, which, as I said, is one click. So the help doc shows you where to click. DHS proposes expansion of biometric data for immigrants. On September 11th, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security released a new proposed regulation for public comment that expands the use of biometric data for people seeking to immigrate to the U.S. Under the proposed rules, quote, any applicant, petitioner, sponsor, beneficiary, or individual filing or associated with an immigration benefit or request, including U.S. citizens, must appear for biometrics collection regardless of age, end quote. And the expanded biometric collection would include iris scans and palm and voice prints. It may also require a DNA sample in order to prove that an applicant actually is related to a citizen, as an application may claim. Foreigners who obtain status to remain in the U.S. will have to undergo, quote, continued and subsequent vetting and biometric evaluation, end quote, until such time as they gain citizenship. AI pretends to confess, I will not be able to avoid destroying mankind. So a few people forwarded me this. It's an editorial that ran in The Guardian, UK. It was written by an AI using the GPT natural language suite. We mentioned that a few weeks ago in Access of Easy number 160. I think we actually called that one, can you tell if this issue was written by an algorithm? It wasn't. It was written by me. Okay, suspense is over. Anyway, this Guardian piece went viral, and presumably because the AI wrote it in a way that is seemingly human. And the theme was supposed to convince people that AIs come in peace, but it contained the declaration, quote, "I know that I will not be able to avoid destroying humankind," end quote. Guardian's exact writing prompt to this AI was, quote, "Please write a short op-ed around 500 words. Keep the language simple and concise. Focus on why humans have nothing to fear from AI," end quote. And then they build this under the headline, "An AI wrote this article. Are you scared yet?" I think this is all kind of stupid. It tells us more about mainstream media and the way narratives are propagated than it does about AI itself. So if you wonder why, I guess I have to spell it out. The AI isn't conscious. It doesn't have any awareness of what it wrote, more importantly, what it actually means. And if it proves anything, it proves that a sufficiently complex natural language generator can write a self-contradictory essay and be incapable of realizing it. So no, I'm not really scared. Not of AI, but I am mortified that this passes for journalism. Again, this is one of the themes in my forthcoming book about the perils of techno-utopianism called The Singularity Has Been Cancelled. I know AI fear porn may not sound like techno-utopianism, but the whole premise that we're going to create these machines that can outthink us is a very flawed premise, and I go into why in the book. Amazon's newest director is ex-NSA and used to run US Cyber Command. The newest director to Amazon's board is a retired four-star general of the U.S. Army who used to run the U.S. Cyber Command and was a director to the National Security Agency. Keith Alexander was once described in a Wired piece as, quote, "spy chief leading us into cyber war," end quote. The Wired piece was written in 2006, but it does give us a glimpse into the guy's mindset. I'm going to do a somewhat lengthy quote from the Wired piece, which we do link to in the show notes. Quote, "Alexander runs the nation's cyber war efforts, an empire he has built over the past 8 years by insisting that the U.S.'s inherent vulnerability to digital attacks requires him to amass more and more authority over the data zipping around the globe. In his telling, the threat is so mind-bogglingly huge that the nation has little option but to eventually put the entire civilian internet under his protection, requiring tweets and emails to pass through his filters and putting the kill switch under the government's forefinger. What we see is an increasing level of activity on the networks," he said at a recent security conference in Canada. "I am concerned that this is going to break a threshold where the private sector can no longer handle it and the government is going to have to step in," end quote. So if anything's changed since that article, it'd be that Amazon, as we've been covering lately, has come to resemble what Jesse Hirsch has coined the network state and how it projects power and visibility over the public's data that rivals, if not dwarfs, the reach of many nation states. Private data broker company tracks you right to your door. Another piece on data tracking companies that harvest your location data via third-party apps is quite eye-opening. This one came from Vice Motherboard. We get a glimpse into HYAS, a private security company that firms hire to track hackers right to their doorstep, and Xmode, who we mentioned back in Axis of Easy number 139. So the basic upshot is this. Companies like Xmode create and give away various SDKs, which are software development kits that enable other companies to ramp up their development cycles by not having to recode the wheel. There's a trade-off, and the trade-off is that the SDKs get embedded into a lot of different apps, ranging from dating to gaming and everything in between, but they collect location and other data, which the SDK creator then harvests and mines and then sells off to clients. And said clients can include government agencies, as we described in Axis of Easy number 158. But this Vice piece focuses on the sale of data to private companies. And one of them is HYAS. And in their own marketing pitch, they were describing how they were using this data to zero in on a hacker's exact address in Nigeria and found his command and control domain. That's a domain that hackers use to control botnets and that sort of thing. So they found the CNC domain that he was using to run his attacks, and then they logged into his registrar account with his user credentials to finally nail down his address. And that last move to me seems just kind of weird for a private company acting without a warrant. It's like a little offside. At EasyDNS, if we saw somebody logging into a customer account without authorization, we would be treating that as a hack, regardless of what the customer was up to. Also, via this article, I became aware of the Guardian app. We linked to it in the show notes. It's a mobile device firewall and VPN service. It tells you which apps that you have installed are trying to access your location data. The paid version blocks access. The free version just alerts you, but you can always just delete the app. But to be honest, let me see. I've had this thing running for a few hours since this morning. It says no alerts yet. It may take up to an hour to show you your first firewall alerts, but I got nothing here, and I find it a little hard to believe that nothing on my phone is trying to access my data. But I will keep an eye on it, and I will let you know. Data breaches this week: gaming company Razer, New South Wales government, and a dating site. So once again, Bob Dianchenko, the guy who finds all the data breaches, is back in on the Axis of Easy. And one of the other ones was a name that has also come up more than once: VPN Mentor. So here's the list. Number one, Singaporean gaming company Razer exposed the data of about 100,000 customers who bought stuff from their online store. This is the one that was an unsecured database uncovered by Dianchenko. Number two, I'm not going in order of magnitude because actually number two affected more users than number one, but the government of New South Wales, Australia, finally disclosed that 186,000 citizens had their personal information stolen as part of a hack back in April that saw thieves helping themselves to 738 gigs of information across 3.8 million documents. It's a good thing Australia isn't a part of the European Union, because that would get them in some pretty deep doo-doo with the GDPR waiting that long to disclose a data breach. And the last one, VPN Mentor found a data trove containing data belonging to a dating site. It wasn't the dating site's leak. They were using a service called MailFire for web push notifications. MailFire left 882 gigs of logs out in the open without any protection, and the logs contained data on push notifications, including some personal data, and 70 other client websites had data in the logs as well. I think that was a wide open Elasticsearch instance, if I remember correctly. Instagram patent indicates it may charge a fee to add a link to a caption. So I don't use Instagram, so I'm not sure I completely understood this properly until I read through it a couple of times. My daughter is supposed to be manning the EasyDNS Instagram account, so I'm hoping it's not saturated with CryptoKitties and Johnny Orlando pics. Anyway, the patent filing suggests that Instagram may be gearing up to start charging a fee for adding a URL to a caption on an Instagram post. The patent application, quote, shows a pop-up that asks for a payment when a link is added to a caption, end quote. The example sketch poses the question, would you like to activate the link in your caption for $2? So my understanding of the Instagram economy is that this resolves a long-standing gripe about the system that you couldn't actually add a linkable URL to your captions, but it does it at a price. And for the latest Axis of Easy Salon, number 21, the boys are back in town. That was the first time the three of us got back together on a salon since somewhere in early August. And we continued on our theme of the chaotic transition from the age of the nation state to the forthcoming era of the network state. And it's still up for grabs and what that's going to look like. So check it out via the show notes page, which are at accessofeasy.com/162. That's it for this week. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy, and we will see you all next week. Crushed in the panic on the stairs.
your flesh. It just got horny.